Welcome to Shomar Shavah and the Daf Shir sponsor Lunishmas Arbi Yaakov Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara throughout this Daf comes and gives us the Machlekes Rabbanon Rabbi Yudo. How do we learn and how do we know the different Isurim and different Arayas? Where do we learn each one and what's the source for each one? And the Gemara is busy to come and tell us where we find the punishment, the Oynish, for this specific Aveira, and we find the Hazara, where we find the warning. Because, as the Gemara tells us right away in Amud Aleph, Oynish Shemanu, Hazara Minayin. Always, for every punishment the Torah speaks about, there must be a warning. There must be a Lav. Now, specifically, we talk about Arayas. Here is where things are very, very clear, because there's two Parashas in the Torah. Parashas Achimois and Parashas Kedoshim. In Parashas Achimois, we have the list of all the Hazaras, all the Lavim, all the warnings of doing Arayas. And then in Parashas Kedoshim, we have the list of all the punishments that you have for these Arayas. And this is something which does need beer. Why specifically by Arayas, the Hazara and the Oynish is so clear? Two Parashas in the Torah, a list of Hazaras, and a list of Oynishim. Kol HaTorah Kula as well. Every single punishment that we have must have a Hazara, must have a warning. But in Arayas, it's organized in a very, very specific way where you have Parashas Achimois that has the list of the warnings and Parashas Kedoshim has the list of punishments. And it's Tzorech Iyun, why specifically by Arayas we find that? I couldn't find the source speaking about it. If anybody finds it, please reach out to me. But I'll call upon him. We see from here the rule that there's no such thing as a punishment without a Hazara. And this needs explanation. Why does the Torah have to say Hazara, a warning? Isn't it enough for the Torah to say that if someone does something, he does a Be'ila with an Erva, so there is a punishment. If there's a punishment, obviously you're not allowed to do it. Why do you have to have a Hazara, you have to have a warning and the punishment? Why you have to have an Oynish and a Hazara? As the Gemara says, Oynish Shamanu Hazara Minayim. So the Chinuch in Mitzvah Samech Tes explains this. And he says, always when we have a punishment, we must have a Hazara. Why is that so? Because without that, one would say, you know, I have a rishus to do what I want. I could do a mitzvah and get rewarded. Or I could do a veira and get punished. It's my choice to do that. If I want to get punished, I could get punished. Who says I should not get punished? Who says that this is now one of the choices that a person has to choose to do something wrong and get punished for it? So the Torah has to give you a Hazara, a warning, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does now want you to do this. I'm warning you not to do it. And then you'll get punished for it. Without the warning, I would think, okay, it's one of the choices a person has. The Leshem, in the Sefer HaGedomos HaSharim Sharvav Periches, he's marich in this Nekuda a little bit more. He says, we know that every Yid, as we're going to see Beis Hashem, we're getting later to Perek Chelek, Kol Yisrael Yeshtem Chelek Lo Yilam Abo. Every Yid eventually gets to Yilam Abo. There's just basically two paths to get there. One path is Derech HaYashar. Person does mitzvahs, he learns Torah, he does what he's supposed to do, and then he gets to Yilam Abo. A person who takes the other path, he does an Aveiro. He goes against Ratzon Hashem. So what happens? He gets punished. He'll have to go through different gilgulim and different punishments, and he'll also get to Olam Haba. So maybe a person has the choice to do. I have two ways to get there, so maybe I could choose either way I want. He brings the Medrash and the Sifri, and Parshas Re'eh, because it says in the Pasuk, Re'eh noichi noisin lifrechen ayoim burocho v'klolo. Says the Medrash, Lefi sheneh marachayim v'amovis nosati lefonecho abrocho v'aklolo. Shema Yomru Yisrael, who will v'nosan HaKadosh Baruch v'ninu shnei drachim. Shmuel gave us two ways. Derech HaChayim v'derech HaMovis. Neilich be'eze me'em sheyirtze. Okay, so I can choose which one, anyone I want. Tomud lo'imar u'bocharto b'chayim mantichi atov zarech. HaKadosh Baruch says, no, I want you to choose in the path of life. I want you to choose the toiv, not the ra. Even though both ways lead to the same destination, and he brings in the Ha'ara over there, the Sefer HaChinuch, see, that's what the Chinuch means. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Pirz Hatzal, always when he used to bring this idea, he connected to here the Beis Halevi in Bereishis. The Beis Halevi says, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah and Ovis. Schar mitzvah mitzvah, schar aveiro aveiro. What does it mean? This reward of a mitzvah, the fact that a person gets rewarded for doing a mitzvah, that itself is a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu once wanted to do mitzvah and get rewarded for it. The schar aveiro, meaning when a person does an aveiro and gets punished for it, the fact that he got a punishment is an aveiro as well, because he's doing something Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want him to do an aveiro and get punished. So when he does an aveiro and gets punished, that itself, that he caused himself to get a punishment, that is aveiro as well. That goes against the Ratzon Hashem. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to choose the path of mitzvah of life. And when one does that, gets rewarded, that is the fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem. That's the ideal that Oinu Shemano Azor Minai. You know why you need to have Azorah? The Azorah tells you what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. He's telling you, please don't do the Aveira and get punished for it. Anyone who wants to join Shomar Shove email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomarshove@gmail.com.